Well, last weekend, a former Michigan FFA president was named National FFA president during the last session of the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis.
I just really feel blessed to be in this opportunity, and I just would not be here if it wasn't for those people back home in Michigan.
And that's Amara Jackson, who represents Corunna FFA in Shiawassee County. She says having served as Michigan FFA president has given her the tools to succeed in her new role.
During that year, I was able to really develop my team skills and just truly understand how to work with a diverse group of people. And so using those skills as a National FFA president is just going to be really important as I travel throughout our country and throughout the world to meet people from different backgrounds, different experiences, and just truly understand who they are and where they come from. That's really important to me.
Amara says she's proud to represent the Great Lakes State with National FFA.
I'm so excited to represent Michigan. Oh my goodness. Our agriculture there is so diverse. Diverse and unique, and so I'm excited to continue to learn about Michigan's agriculture, but go on and learn about what's going on in other states. As we talk about agriculture and my roots back home in Michigan, I really look forward to the opportunity to learn how other students are getting involved and what's going on in their home states.
She says she may not have joined FFA if it wasn't for her sister.
I got involved in the ninth grade in FFA with my sister. She pushed me right along. I didn't want to join FFA at first. I danced competitively for 14 years. I was showing horses. I thought I didn't have time, like a lot of students feel. And so after my sister just about drug me to that first FFA meeting, once I got there, I just really realized how much these people cared about me and how real these people were. And I knew I wanted to be a part of this something that was bigger than myself.
So what is Amara looking forward to most about serving as National FFA president?
I am so excited to meet the students. I really love making one-on-one connections. That's why I ran for national office, is to develop those one-on-one connections with people. We just reached that 945,988 mark, and we're soaring towards 1 million. And so it's my passion to meet those students and get to know their stories.
You can hear more of my conversation with the new National FFA president, Amara Jackson from Michigan, on the new Michigan Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller.